Chapter 17. Your eyes are closed. The breath whistles in and out of you, like water running through a thin pipe. The corners of your mouth edge up. It is pleasant to be at peace. The sounds and smells of Dagobah are exploding. A bird with a raspy, echoing caw announces that the tree 20 paces forward and 40 paces to your left is his tree. And don't you forget it. You can't see the bird or the tree, of course, because your eyes are closed. But you can hear him and sense him. And you try to tell him, "Fine, it's your tree. Enjoy." It rained last night, and the smell of the ground is rich with all the plants and worms and millipedes that love it when the earth is soggy. They are churning the loam over and over in their little underground farms. You can sense each one.
"Good,"
Yoda says.
"Good. Feel. Sense. Smell. Hear. Your eyes closed, you must keep. Test you now, I will. Calm, you must stay. Still, you must be. Holding something I am. Sense it, and tell me."
You breathe out through your nose, pouring out your silvery, fluid breath. You draw it in again. His hand is outstretched. Something sits on his hand. You can hear its rapid heartbeat. So it is alive and small. Last time it was a mouse, so maybe this time... No, don't think it through. Just sense it. The creature is lying flat. Its belly...
"Luke,"
Yoda rasps. You smile. He's trying to distract you.
"Open your eyes, you must."
You shake your head and retain your focus on Yoda's outstretched hand. Where is his outstretched hand? Has he moved it? Your smile fades. You are concentrating.
"Luke!"
You are jerked back and forth. Yoda has grabbed your shirt. He is shaking you. You laugh quietly. "Oh no, Master. You told me to keep my eyes closed. Nice try, though. You're holding a small animal in your hand. I'm going to sense what it is."
"Sense what is coming out of the jungle, you should."
Your smile disappears again, but still your eyes are closed. You throw your attention to the woods. A distant boom, accompanied by the sounds of branches snapping and brush being crushed again and again.
"Keep your eyes closed if you like,"
Yoda croaks.
"Running I am."
Your eyelids pop open. Your mouth falls agape. Coming through the trees directly for you is an enormous elephoth. Its hide is green and thick as armor. Its two thick tusks jut straight out from its mouth, like the blasters on a snowwalker. They are greenish and covered with moss and vines, like fallen trees. It has two trunks protruding from its face, and they writhe like angry snakes. The elephoth stands as tall as a small tree and weighs probably as much as your X-wing. Its legs are thick and round as hornbeam trunks. Its small red eyes gaze around madly. You look over your shoulder. Yoda is hopping over fallen tree trunks and waddling away from you as fast as he can. He is making pretty good time. You look back at the elephoth, and then you remember R2. He's doing some maintenance on his memory core. You spin around. Lights are flashing on his body, but his audio and visual processors must be temporarily offline because he hasn't started screaming and cursing at you yet. If he had seen the elephoth, he would have invented new curse words by now. You spin back toward the rampaging beast. It tramples the earth and is twice as close to you as it was before. Could you outrun it? Maybe, but not if you had to carry R2 with you. So you reach for your lightsaber. You ignite it. The blue light catches the elephoth's small red eyes. It rears back, like a tree uprooting itself, and blasts a double cry, one from each trunk, in wrenching harmony. The jungle echoes. You breathe. You straighten your spine. You smile. You hear, you feel, you sense. You raise your pulsating blade. And then you hear another blast, also in the distinctive harmony of Elephoth trunks. But this one is shriller and far away. The cry enrages the Elephoth before you. It rears up again and then comes crashing down. R2 has woken up. Great. You try to focus on the Elephoth again, and not the unrepeatable things R2 is emitting from his speakers. The Elephoth is coming for you. You grip your lightsaber. It is 10 meters away. 8, 6, 4. Almost close enough for your blade. 2 meters away. You bolt to the right, waving your lightsaber above your head. The enraged Elephoth follows. You bound over a fallen tree trunk, plant your foot on a flat stone, leap across a mucky patch of thick moss, and begin to run. Still, you wave your lightsaber above your head. You don't have to look back. You can feel the Elephoth following you. And hear it. It's pretty loud. Ahead, there is a tangle of brambles. You slash it with your blade and run directly through it. The Elephoth roars its two tones. Somewhere ahead of you, the roar is answered. The crash of the great beast's footsteps are falling ever so slightly behind. 4 meters, 6 meters, 8. You slow your pace. 8 meters, 6. Okay, that's close enough. A ravine is ahead of you. You can see it. Thick with ferns and vines, and half-rotted trees still standing somehow. You dance across a fallen log, sensing the good wood without having to hesitate even for a moment. As soon as you jump off it, the Elephoth steps on it, sending it splintering into the air. You jerk your head to the left as a chunk of sharp wood hurtles past your ear. From behind, you felt it before it happened. You try not to smile. You arrive at the edge of the ravine. Vines hang like a quiver of arrows. One of them is good and strong and ready to bear your weight. You ignore it. You turn off your lightsaber, sheathe it, and then slide down the side of the ravine. The Elephoth slows. It doesn't like steep slopes. You had not reckoned on that. You break your fall with your feet, slowing the slide down the slope. You reach for your lightsaber. You ignite your blade and wave it above your head. The response is the frantic two-tone call of an Elephoth coming from the bottom of the ravine. Above you, the call is answered. And then there is thunder. The great beast with the tree trunk tusks is charging down the slope behind you. 12 meters, 6, 2. You plant your feet and hurl yourself away from the ravine wall, hurtling across the space of the ravine, arms flailing, legs kicking, hair flying, before you crash into the opposite wall, a good 10 meters away. You did not know you could jump 10 meters. As it turns out, you can. Your cheek hits the twiggy, root-woven earth. It explodes around you. You grip the soil and turn around. The Elephoth has stumbled to the bottom of the ravine. Its great tusks are covered with half the forest that you ran through to escape it. But it is calmed, for beside it is a much smaller Elephoth. That smaller Elephoth is rubbing its great domed head against his mother's flank, and she is exploring his face with her two huge trunks. You smile, pull yourself to your feet, and climb up the side of the ravine. At the top of the slope, Yoda is sitting on a stump. He is watching the two Elephoths. You look at him expectantly. He says,
"Next time I tell you to open your eyes, listen, you might."
Then he crawls down from the stump and hobbles off toward home. He is laughing quietly. Lesson Omicron. Keeping track of everything isn't easy. You're going to need an assistant for this one. I want you to stand on one foot or to balance a book on your head. Breathe. Meditate for 10 seconds. Now, while you're balancing, your assistant is going to read the following riddle to you. You should not read the riddle before this begins. The whole point is for you to focus, relax, and think clearly, all while standing on one foot or balancing a book on your head. Okay, get in position. Meditate. Hello, assistant. This is the riddle. Read it aloud. A city bus is on its route. At its first stop, it picks up 10 passengers. At its second stop, the big white bus winds to a stop, opens its doors, lets off 2 passengers, and picks up 4 more. At the third stop, its brakes screech. It lets off 2 more passengers and picks up 6. At its fourth stop, it hisses as it comes to rest. The doors jerk open. No one gets off, and 4 people get on. At its fifth stop, with the sun glinting off its windshield, 5 people get on and 6 people get off. Okay, got all that? What color was the bus? Don't know? You should keep balancing. Your assistant should read the riddle again. Did it? Okay. This time the question is, how many people got off the bus at the fourth stop? Don't know? Last chance. Read it one more time. Now, how many people are on the bus after the fifth stop? I know this test seems cruel. So many things to keep track of. But when you're being chased by a raging Elephoth, or worse, fighting a Sith Lord, you've got to keep track of many things at once. And stay peaceful, sensitive, and patient through it all. I warned you, being a Jedi ain't easy.